Welcome to My Inner Torch, a beacon of light in navigating the stormy seas of Cluster B abuse. Your host, a fellow traveler on this difficult journey, brings you insights, stories, and support every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we embark on our fourth year together, our mission remains unwavering: to shine a light on the shadows of abuse and neglect, especially those cast by covert narcissism and borderline personality within intimate relationships. His journey of over 21 years with a partner suspected of harboring these traits has taught our host many lessons, and it's these lessons, both harsh and hopeful, that are shared each week. My Inner Torch explores the complex world of emotional manipulation, the unseen scars it leaves, and the paths to healing and empowerment. Whether you're still in the midst of your struggle, taking your first steps towards recovery, or somewhere in between, this podcast aims to be a source of understanding, validation, and hope. So, let's light our torches together and navigate the darkness, sharing stories of survival, strategies for healing, and the knowledge that you are not alone. Remember, your inner torch has the power to illuminate your path to a brighter, healthier future.
Thanks, David. Today I wanted to talk about a coat of many colors. The coat of many colors that we all wear when we're involved in a Cluster B relationship. What do I mean by a coat of many colors? Well, let's briefly take a moment to look at a checklist for a covert narcissist. And a lot of these can pertain, this list can pertain to Cluster Bs in general, but particularly to covert narcissists. A lot of covert narcissists have a tendency to blame their lack of success and failure on others. If you're involved with a covert narcissist, which I suspect I am, I've been married to one for almost 23 years, or actually 22 years, 23 years in a relationship with one, I have found that my wife has a tendency to blame her lack of success and failures on everybody else but herself. They also act different in public than in private. And this is about the coat of many colors that we're going to talk about in today's podcast of My Inner Torch. They can be irresponsible and unreliable. They can be arrogant and they can act superior. They can live in a fantasy world. They can be addicted to fantasy-oriented behavior. They will lie and distort facts and change events to suit their own agenda. This is important because this goes hand in hand with gaslighting. I'm going to read it again. Cluster Bs will lie and distort facts and change events to suit their own agenda. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to my wife talk about events that have transpired in a way that they haven't. Things people said or did in which they haven't. It's amazing to me to actually witness that and to be aware of what she's doing. This is why gaslighting on her behalf, when she tries to gaslight me, does not work anymore, because I am aware. I've become sentient to this. They are emotionally distant and unavailable unless they want something. This is a classic behavioral tactic of a narcissist and or a Cluster B. Narcissists especially lack sympathy for others, especially those that they exploit. So they will exploit you, but they won't feel bad about doing it. They lack sympathy. They lack empathy. They regularly provoke people and blame them for the fight. And they have trouble admitting their mistakes. I hope that resonates with you. I hope that takes away some of the confusion when you start thinking, am I dealing with somebody who is toxic? Could be. Or are you dealing with somebody that is a narcissist? Are you dealing with a borderline? Again, I've said this in countless podcasts. It really doesn't matter. If your needs are not being met, if you're not being seen, if your boundaries are being ignored, it doesn't matter whether that person is a narcissist. It doesn't matter whether they are a borderline or a psychopath. It matters to the fact that you are in an unstable, dysfunctional relationship. So coming back to the coat of many colors, well, to me, wearing that coat is all about the facade we maintain in these unhappy relationships, especially those that are shadowed by the complexity of cluster B personalities. You know, for over almost 23 years, I've navigated these really, really turbulent seas alongside a partner I suspect is a covert narcissist. So the coat of many colors to me symbolizes a vibrant facade of happiness and unity we present to the world, despite the sadness and isolation that lurks beneath the surface. My coat of many colors feels incredibly heavy. It's laden with the burden of secrets and unshed tears. It represents to me the emotional labor of maintaining appearances and the constant vigilance to not let the mask slip and reveal the truth, the emotional turmoil underneath. Now, we all know that narcissists have a mask. Even borderlines do to a certain extent. When they're love bombing you, we fall in love with somebody who doesn't exist. We fall in love with a mirage. They are putting on an act, but we are putting on an act as well. As we go through these relationships, we defend these people to others, and we want so desperately to believe the defense that we present on behalf of them. That's what we do. Living in the shadows of a cluster B personality, especially within an unhappy relationship, it takes a profound emotional toll on us. It's a world where gaslighting, manipulation, and neglect are commonplace. And now, after a while, you begin to question your reality, your worth, and even your sanity. So, where does this all come from? The emotional toll stems from the constant state of hypervigilance. We find ourselves always on edge, trying to anticipate the next mood swing or criticism. My early podcasts that go back to 2020 talk about this. Emotional sandcastles, chutes and ladders, which I just recently brought back for you to listen to. It's the previous podcast to this one. If you haven't had a chance, please listen to it. All the symbolism that I tend to attach to these behaviors doesn't take away from the sadness that we endure, the hurt that we endure. So how do we actually lighten this load? How do we take this load off of our plate? How do we make it easier for us to understand? To me, the first step, and I've talked about this before, is recognizing the weight that we're carrying. Actually coming to terms with the fact that we are being abused. And I know that's very difficult, as it is very difficult for me, because I catch myself thinking, it's not abuse. It's not really neglect. It's just who she is. Well, who she is doesn't make it right. Who she is doesn't mean that she has that allowance to treat me the way that she does. And the same goes for you. We have to recognize, we have to acknowledge, it's very powerful, and it's okay to admit that this coat of many colors is too heavy, and it's okay for us to admit that we're struggling with the relationship. We're always trying to put on, you know, this facade. We too are shapeshifters. We're trying to show people that we're happy when we really aren't. So it's also important and almost near to impossible to set boundaries. Okay. To set boundaries. If you try to set boundaries with a cluster B, to me, in my opinion, it's impossible. They will break them. They will not hear them. They will not see them. But it is part of and parcel to you taking your power back. We relinquish our identities and we give our power to these people, and it's really sad. And then we become like them to a certain degree. We don't have an identity. They don't have an identity. We don't have an identity. We're kind of lost at sea. We're wearing this coat of many colors. It's very heavy. It's very burdensome. So it doesn't happen overnight. It really doesn't. Shedding this coat of many colors, it's really a journey of self-discovery, of learning to prioritize your well-being above this facade. And it involves, as I said before, setting boundaries, seeking support, and most importantly, allowing yourself to grieve the loss of the relationship you thought you had. It's so difficult for us to come to terms with the fact that we thought we had a wonderful relationship. We thought that these people love us, and they simply do not. So remember, it's not just a garment. This coat of many colors is not just a garment of deception, but a symbol of resilience and strength that you possess. Because remember, you are not alone. This community of listeners are all here for your support and for my support, and I thank you. New episodes uploaded each and every Friday, as weather permits now these days, as power, electricity allows me to produce these podcasts and upload new episodes. I'm nearing in on 200 podcasts that cover this subject. It's a very weighted one. We all wear that coat of many colors. Sometimes it's bright, sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's lighter. More often than not, it's incredibly heavy. I mean, it's okay. It's okay for us to hurt. It's okay for us to still have feelings for these people, but it cannot define us. Remember that. You are your own individual person. You cannot build your world around these people, and you can't try to identify with them or save them. There is no saving them. MyInnerTorch@gmail.com. I always enjoy hearing from you. Let me know your personal experiences. Let me know if this is resonating with you. Let me know about your coat of many colors. Till next time, be well, and in whatever you do, be good. This has been my Inner Torch.
As we dim the lights on today's episode of My Inner Torch, we thank you for sharing this time with us. Remember, every step you take on this journey, no matter how small, is a step towards reclaiming your light and your life from the shadows of Cluster B abuse. If today's conversation sparked a thought, a question, or a story you'd like to share, I encourage you to reach out to myinnertorch@gmail.com. Your voice is a vital part of this community, and together, we can build a beacon of hope for others navigating these turbulent waters. Join us again next Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode where we continue to explore the paths to healing, understanding, and empowerment. Until then, take care of yourself, nurture your inner torch, and remember, the darkness does not define us. It's the light we choose to follow that shapes our journey. Remember, this is not a solitary journey. It's ours, and every voice, including yours, enriches our collective journey towards healing. Thank you for being a part of the My Inner Torch community. I'm David Fox. Keep shining brightly, and we'll meet you right here next week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.